Praise God. Let's just take a moment at this time and just magnify him. Just give him praise. Give God praise this morning. You're here for a reason and for cause. God is faithful, by whom we were called unto the fellowship of his son Jesus. Father, thank you. This is healing class. Father, thank you for the healing that is ours in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the price paid in full. And thank you, Lord, because of your fullness we have received. And in our situations, in our circumstances, in our bodies, in our earthly tent, in our earthly tabernacles, we experience the reality of your done, finished, accomplished work in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds, in our very experience. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We magnify you. Lord, this morning, I decree and declare whatever may serve as an obstacle to not only seeing this fullness, but having this manifest, tangible, in our lives, in our bodies, and all that concerns us, Lord, that is obliterated, that is removed completely, brought down, rendered null and void in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearts open to the truth of who you are and all that you've done. We love you, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you for your manifest and tangible presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even for breakthroughs in this arena of healing today, this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone carrying anything, no one leaves this place the same way. Because of the magnificence and the power of your person and presence, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, there's one thing that should be brimming this morning. There's one thing that should be at, what's the word now? That we should have a maximum overdose of. Did you hear me say that? Maximum overdose. Yes. That is over the top. Yes. Let me use Pastor Mike's expression. Over the top. And that's expectation.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In our hearts, in your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Concerning whatever that situation or circumstance is, for however long that may have been. Today. Someone say today.
Today.
Say it like you mean it. Today.
Today. Yes. Now. That's right. Today.
This morning, here and now.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's have that uppermost. Let me say this as we go on. I can't stress this enough. Say to yourself, and you don't have to say this, but say to yourself, that is in your heart and to your heart, say to yourself, not verbally now. Regardless, I want to stress this, regardless of what that thing is, what that situation or condition is, by whatever name, the doctors, the medics, or science, by whatever name it's been called, know without a shade of doubt in your heart that it is no match for the Almighty.
Amen. No match. No match. No match. Amen.
And I reiterate, doesn't matter how long it's been, or how heavy that the burden of it, the weight of it has been.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
It's no match.
No match.
No match.
No match. Hallelujah.
No match. Yes.
Today, as always, in my class is going to be an interactive class, and so I come with a number of questions today to ask, things I want us to ponder, to think upon. And as the Lord, as I walk with the Lord in this, it almost, the general idea I got was as if almost having the tables turned so that you sitting down in the seats, in the chairs, as it were, that you're the one who's teaching. Because we're digging down as it concerns the nitty-gritty here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask questions, and I expect responses. You know why? Because your response tallies with what we're going to be considering, which I will share in a few minutes, in a few moments here.
Thank you, Jesus.
But there's participation in this class, okay?
Hallelujah.
All right. What do you know about your healing? What do you know about it? And in answering, and in responding. You know what? Don't let me preface it yet. Let's go on. Blake, you had something.
It's already done.
Already done?
Yes.
How?
Jesus on the cross.
Jesus carried us on the cross.
Okay, let's drill down. Let's get to the specifics. Done by the blood of the Lamb. You said something, Carol?
Carried it on the cross. He's carried it for us, so we don't have to carry it.
How do we know that he carried it?
It says in
his word.
Okay, what does the word say?
1 Peter 2:24.
Which says?
It says that he bore our sins on the cross.
Okay.
Our sicknesses, our diseases.
And by his stripes.
Stripes we were healed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Now, what else?
By himself, for our sins. Mm-hmm. Himself, he did it.
Okay. Okay, but I can tell you, Blake, that if we open 1 Peter 2:24, let's open there. I can say to you that, that portion right there doesn't say anything about sicknesses. As in, if you read it out, that he bore, what did he bear?
Sins.
Okay, so what does that mean?
We don't have to pay.
Pay for what?
Sin. Sin for sickness.
That's it.
Okay, so how does that tally? How does that relate?
Well, if our sins are forgiven us, then our old man of sin is dead. Mm-hmm. That scripture says in 1 Peter, the body of sin is dead, and we live unto righteousness. Because he took the sin, he took it away, and he arose in righteousness. Without sin, mm-hmm. without any sin, and we were in him.
Yes.
We are risen with him. We are in him, seated with him in heaven, in mm-hmm. righteousness.
Okay. So, as a class, thank you so much for all the... I'm asking these questions so that we know, and it's not just a case as we know in this class, it's not about just head knowledge. So you, Carol, what you shared, Romans 6, 1 through 6... Okay, Ephesians 2, 6, you also implicated as far as being seated together, you know. 1 Peter 2, 24, Blake and Carol, you already mentioned. But when you think about this, friends, you always want to be able to ask yourself the question, how does this relate with healing? What is the tie? What is the connection? So if we talk about sin, what in relation to health, what are we saying? Sin is what? As far as? Yeah, imperfection, but...
separates us from God, but we don't have sin anymore.
We don't, but it came into the picture, and that brought what? What's the origin of what, when we talk about, sickness and disease. So from Romans 6:1-6, as brought up, we are then talking about the root of that which ails us. We're talking about the root of that which ails us, of that which afflicts us or afflicted us. And in Christ Jesus, that thing is what? The root is destroyed.
Yes, it is.
You have to know that the root that gave the leeway, that gave the, for sickness, disease, ailments, and all of that is what? Destroyed. It's cut off, it's excised, it's rendered, where I put it from the originals as well, null and what? Void. So there's no right of ownership or placement to say, let me lurk somewhere in there. Let me lurk or hang somewhere in that. But you have to know that root is what?
Void ab initio.
Why? And why is that possible? Ab initio means from the very start. You know why? Because now as a new creation, as a believer, as a follower of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as one who is born again, you've been what? You've been made a new creation. You've been born anew.
All things are passed away.
Yes.
Behold.
All things are new.
New man.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
That root is destroyed. That root is rendered null and void. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who himself bore our sins upon his body on the tree, to be able to fully appreciate that for what it is and what it means. We can look under the Old Testament and see from where Peter...
Isaiah 53.
Correct. There you go. But here, so here's what it is, friends. In, like I said, it's not knowing in the head, but let's be steeped in and grounded in.
Yes, yes.
I want to also encourage, let's not just be saying it because one pastor says it or because I've heard it 100 times.
Right.
Say it because for you as an individual, that is what your what? Reality. This is what you have come to know in and by what? Conviction.
Yes.
By that I mean nobody and no one else can tell you something what? Different. Including situations or circumstances to make you think, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm probably not really healed. You know what? I'm probably not really whole. No, but you paid the price in full.
Amen.
Leaving nothing. Blake, go there. Go there. Isaiah 53.
It says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, on his shoulders. And by his stripes, his wounds, we are healed.
Hallelujah. We are healed. Did you hear that? Did we see that? Thank you, Blake. Let's take it. I want to rewind a little bit. Take it a verse before. Let's look into our Bibles. Let me just show something here real quick. Look into your Bibles, Isaiah in chapter 53. Verses 4 and 5. Two verses. Now, how many in this room have their portions for the word that says, however, he bore our griefs and carried what? Our sorrows. If you have a Bible that says or utilizes different words for those two words, can you lift your right hand? Okay, Blake, thank you. Don't worry. Yes, what version is that?
NIV.
Okay.
Infirmities.
Now, I'm going to read from the New American Standard, and there are other versions of the Bible, including the NIV, Christian Standard, and all of that, which take up the point from the root, from the Hebrew original, from the root, and have those two words to mean something that we shall see real soon. And I'll tell you why I asked us to have a show of hands. It says, however, it was our sicknesses that he himself bore. It was our sicknesses that he himself bore and our pains that he carried. Yet we ourselves assumed that he had been afflicted, struck down by God, and humiliated. Verse 5, but he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him. The punishment for our being well was laid upon him. Being whole was laid upon him. Being healed was laid upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. The word grief, praise God, the word grief from the Hebrew, that word grief is the word that means sicknesses, diseases, illnesses. But in popular versions, sometimes we go in there and say, okay, griefs, and then we see sorrows and we run with it. But, and this bears the point from what Blake mentioned in 1 Peter 2, that is why, because in 1 Peter 2, it says he bore our sins, but we must realize and understand in bearing our sins, he took upon himself what? He bore of necessity, he bore of what else? Holy Spirit. Of necessity, he bore our sicknesses, our diseases, our ailments. He bore them.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes.
The word sorrows is the word that, from the Hebrew, is the word that also means what? Pains. Pains. And when you study that in the Hebrew, it means physical pain, and then mental pain, which is a subset for emotional. So, put all together, he bore what kind of pain? All sorts of pain. He bore. He bore. So there's no exclusion, nothing left out. And we have to know this. And it says by his wounds, in bearing this, by his wounds, by his stripes, we are what? We are healed. So he bore all of that so that we in turn could be the recipients of what? Healing and wholeness. It says that our well-being, it says for our well-being was laid upon him. So it was for cause. He bore it for cause. Chastisement for our peace or our shalom was upon him. Wellness in body is what that word is. Wellness in body.
Yeah.
Wholeness in body.
For what word?
Shalom. For our peace. For the word peace there. For our peace. So in turn, we received something. He didn't just, he just bore it. And so, no, he bore it. And we received in turn. Wholeness, wellness, well-being. Wholeness in body. Now, do we believe that?
I believe it.
Do we believe that?
Yes.
I mean, really, really. In our heart of hearts. Do we believe?
Yes.
Not just that, that he paid the price, but the reason why he did that, and then the reality and the actuality that actually followed. That you, that me, are recipients of wholeness. In return.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Do you know? Again, I repeat, not because a pastor has said it several times or because you've heard it,
mm-hmm.
but that you know that you know that you know.
Yes. Yes.
And nothing, yes. You allow nothing to change that or to sway that.
Amen.
So let's nail this portion and then go on. Let's nail in. Why do you believe that? Why? Why do you believe? Do you believe? For some, for many, it's obscure. It's not plain to see. That, this is why he bore it. And actually, this is what he bore. This is why he bore it. This is the result of him bearing it. I'm, to all intents and purposes, I am what? The healed of who? Of the Lord. Do you believe that?
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Take a moment and ask yourself, do I really believe that?
Yes. Yes.
And why do I believe it? Can it be said because what? What, based on what we've looked at, how would you phrase that?
Because his word says.
Say it, Joe. Because he says so.
His word says so.
Good. So taken together, combined. God's word what? Says so.
Yeah.
I believe it. And what's the result?
That settles it.
Yeah. That settles it. And where is it settled? We have to, if we're leaving this class today, something we need to know. Where is it settled? Has to be settled in your heart. God's word is infallible, unshakable, unshaking, true, constant. It says, by his stripes, we are healed in Isaiah and in Peter, 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, we were healed. So because we were healed, therefore we are the healed.
Amen.
That's who you are. So I'm going to put it this way. Let the healed of the Lord say so.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm
healed. Hallelujah. I'm healed. Yes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm healed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Why, hitherto, why are we not seeing it? Why? Why are we not seeing it? God's word says it. We've been to healing class for, at least I have been to healing class for 10 years plus. So, why are we not seeing it?
Unbelief.
Oh my goodness, this class is so. Unbelief is one reason. What is unbelief?
Not trusting.
Not trusting?
That's right.
What else?
Symptoms.
Sorry?
Symptoms.
Symptoms. So, the things that we what?
Feel.
How, feel, thank you. Right. Things that we feel. What else?
Hear.
Things that we see, things that we hear.
Reports that we get.
Sense knowledge.
Are we taking note? Because, friends, I can tell you, I can stake something big on the fact that what we're saying right now, this is not the first time we're talking about this or mentioning this or bringing this up. We bring it up. I know I do. So as it were, almost like tick, tick, there's a list. If I had a thing and I'm writing them and I'm writing them, writing, okay. Okay, so we list them up. We throw them up. Okay, this is what it is. Then what are we doing about it? Is there, how, if we already can identify what some of those things are, what's the holdup? Let me put it that way.
Faith.
Now I need us to talk now.
Faith.
Faith. What about it? What about faith?
Not trusting your faith. Accepting your faith.
Not accepting your faith?
Correct. Or using what's your this? Faith.
Oh, not utilizing faith, so not being in faith?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, faith. Carol?
We have to put our trust in what the Lord said rather than what we're feeling, what symptoms we're having, and sometimes it's really hard.
Yeah.
Symptoms are really loud.
Mm.
And you get up, you're feeling bad, and it's hard to say, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real, but it has no place to stay. It has no right to stay.
Hmm.
So that's my experience, and that's what holds it up.
Yeah,
because
we're
trusting in what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting to feel really good because we're healed. But if you're not feeling that way, you can put your trust in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what can hold you up.
Right.
Someone said it's loud.
It's loud. Yeah.
Okay, that's on.
We have to have our minds renewed.
Minds renewed.
Because we've lived our entire life up until now by our senses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that guided our lives was
that's
the senses.
Mm-hmm.
And until we accepted Jesus Christ, we didn't have the Spirit or the Word to contradict that. Everything we know came to us by our senses.
Come on now.
Yeah,
come on.
Mm-hmm. Carol, I'm going to do some. Before this class is over, I'm going to call on you again, and you're going to just share what you just shared. You're going to share it again, okay?
Okay.
You're going to repeat it.
Yeah.
Okay? That was awesome.
Can you remember?
Yeah.
All our lives have lived in a certain way, sensory perception. Yes,
yeah. Judy. I want to say, I had to do something to prove it, and I wrote in my journal that I was denying all doctors, and I was just going to trust in Jesus.
Come on.
I'm going to trust in the Lord.
Because and rely on what he said in the Bible.
Amen. In the Word. Hallelujah. We can't get away from
that's right.
The Word. You had some. Yes. We can't get away from
it. We have to do it. We have to be transformed daily. It's not something where we read that scripture once and say, okay. You know, we have to meditate in that Word day
Hallelujah.
And night. Because sometimes those symptoms can be so loud. I was just healed. And the symptoms were so loud. And they were physical. And you know, you sometimes you'll sway. You'll say, well, I don't know. But you have to know that you know that you know. God, like you said, God's word said it. That settles it. You see, and you have to talk back to those symptoms.
Hallelujah.
And talk back. That's what I had to do. I had to talk back to them and say, no, no. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can you, in a minute, share the testimony you just referenced?
Last Sunday when I came to church, that Saturday night, I was up all night, just about all night, throwing up. And I kept hearing reflux. And I start, in my naturopathic mind, start reasoning with it. Well, I can't have reflux. I eat good. I do this. I take care of myself. I do that. But it was so protrusive until I had to start keeping a trash can by my bed just to throw up in. Because in the middle of my night, in the middle of sleep, I would wake up like that. And I would stand against it. I had prayer for it. And I said, I'm not going to get prayer again for it because I believe when I prayed, I received. But I heard the Lord say, get prayer. And the first person came to mind was you. I remember your testimony on when you went through something similar. So after healing school last Sunday, I came to you and I told you the situation. And I said, I want you to stand with me in prayer. And you prayed. And I got healed instantaneously. All this week, I had no throwing up during the night. On Wednesday, it tried to come against me. I felt my mouth getting watery, like I was fixing to throw up. And I spoke. I said, oh, no, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. And I remember when you walked up to me in the auditorium and you said, the root is destroyed. And that's what I repeated. I said, the root is destroyed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My mouth, the dryness came. And from that point then, I have not had any issues. No symptoms whatsoever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing.
Healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's it. A done deal.
Hallelujah.
Settled.
Thank you, Jesus.
There was a big word. There was a word mentioned here. Thank you, Doctor.
Amen.
Unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Mark 5 and see if we can pick out a few things. It's a big deal. As a hold up, Mark in chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I didn't give the title. Unbelief at Bay. Unbelief at bay. To keep at bay means to do what? What? Yeah. Someone or something at a safe distance, to hold off, as in away from you. Okay? So what has unbelief got to do with it? Mark 5, from verse 35, because of time. We know this portion well. Let's jump right in it. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, while Jesus was still speaking, who said, your daughter is dead. Now, this is in reference to Jairus' daughter. Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. 37, and he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. 39, when he came in, he said to them, why make this commotion and what? Weep. The child is not dead, but what? Sleeping. Let's pause there for a quick second, just to cut in tandem with what Doris just shared. Now, several years ago, I had a problem with the concept, hear me out clearly now, with the concept of what was called or termed in Christian circles as confessions. How many have heard that? Confessions. I had a problem with that. I did. Confessions, and people would say things by rote, and just say and say and say and say and say, okay, this is coming out through your mouth gate, but what about what's happening in your heart gate? As in your heart, your heart proper. So that it's not just in the same. And so, instead of confessions, what is it actually? What are you looking at? My sense was, they're affirmations They're affirmations, declarations, declaration of that which is what? True. Concerning what? Me. Concerning you. That you've come to know, that you hold to heart, that you hold dear on the basis of what? Conviction. That is, all those things by conviction, they're rooted where? In your heart. And therefore, because you believe, truly believe, that is then the basis, that's the fulcrum, that's the basis whereby you then do what? Speak. Because you know who you are. Because you know the greater one alive within you. You know the power and the authority that you now have, that you now wield, and therefore you now what? Speak. And this portion helped, I mean, made me see that clearly. Jesus said the child is not what? Dead. Now, but to all intents and purposes, for all those who were around, all those who were wailing, including the family members and all of that, the child was what? Dead. So now your speech is going to be informed with the reality or the truth of what you actually were? No. Not based on what you see, not based on sensory perception, but what you've come to know as reality, truth. And it behoves us not to see anything else as true, one, outside of Jesus, or without the lens, not looking through the lens of what Jesus has what? Has done. Who he is, what he has done by that sacrifice. That means you get to see it differently. They say, oh, you have this. Well, praise God, I don't have that. Oh, I don't take ownership of that and say, my HBP, high blood pressure, or my arthritis, or my reflux.
Right.
No. That's not mine. That was carried. Anyway, time. I could go on. Now, verse 40. Something happened, and they did what? And they ridiculed him. Another version says, and they laughed him to what? Scorn. Do you know what you're talking about? Here's unbelief's how he operates. M.O., modus operandi. Unbelief, when it flags, when it comes up, always has the backdrop of it is to what? To ridicule. Or to deny the power of God, or the truth in which you stand, the reality to which you now belong. Oh! Really? This is not about outsiders telling you stuff. This is stuff percolating where? In where? Where? Inside you, in your mind, in your thinking. Say, oh, mind taking pot shots, as it were, to see things differently from your reality. Hey, look at this symptom. Oh, I'm right over here. Hey, guess what? Your grandfather had this, and your father had the same. What makes you think you're going to be different, or not experience that, or not go through that, or any such thing? Look at those. One that comes to my mind. Look at those numbers. Look at those numbers. Wow. They're out of what? I say, okay. Father, thank you, because my numbers come in line.
Yeah.
I have 120 over 80. I have 130 over 85.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, as I'm led of the Spirit, I proclaim that those numbers, you come in line. It doesn't, let me share this with you. It doesn't matter to me what I'm seeing, but I know within me.
That's right.
One, I'm the healed of the Lord. Two, this body is his temple, wherein he dwells in what? In power. And anything untoward, anything contrary, it does not belong. It's a trespasser.
It's
an alien. Yes. So, Father, I thank you. Jesus bore my pains, my infirmities, my sicknesses, diseases, my ailments upon the cross.
Yes.
And I don't have to bear them. I get not to bear them. I'm the healed of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, Do you allow your mind or thinking to go in those moments? Because I can almost guarantee our minds want to then go off on that road whereby we're looking at that which we were. See, our focus is on the seen and not the unseen. That it is unseen does not mean it's not your reality. That it is unseen does not mean it is not the truth that you are healed. That it is unseen as yet. As yet unseen does not mean it has not been done. Does not mean that you are not healed. But our hearts, our focus needs to be on the unseen. I'm nowhere. As in, don't worry about it. Praise God, Holy Spirit, thank you. So, I want to leave us with a charge from this portion of scripture, and someday I'll continue. But let's look, we're at Mark 5. Look at this. Basically, number one, to my question when I said, do we allow our minds to run? Don't allow your mind to go off like that. Proverbs 4, I believe, verse 23. Guard your what? Guard your heart with what? All diligence. Not just some of it. All diligence. All. For out of it are the wellsprings of life, the issues of life. Don't. You have to guard your heart. You have to guard your heart. Let me show this and hopefully I can get into a takeaway. So, we were at, what verse were we at?
40.
Now, what did Jesus do?
Spoke over.
You have to kick out
the unbelief.
You cannot allow unbelief to have room. Unbelief is not, okay, I'm just not trusting. Unbelief, when we study this out, when we look at unbelief, unbelief from the originals means to be what? Part of what unbelief means is to be at variance with one's self. So, you know, I know this is the truth, but for whatever reason, someone say for whatever reason, all the things we've adduced, all the things we've shared in this class thus far, for whatever reason, this is true. But in our hearts, in our minds, we hold stuff that is diametrically or that is opposed to the truth as revealed by God's heart in His Word concerning your healing. Not seeing it as so. That means your vision is implicated. I think I touched on that a couple of months ago. He kicked them out. Why? Why? Because unbelief doesn't aid the cause or help your cause in any way, shape, or form.
It erodes faith.
I was going to ask the question, why do you need to kick? Yeah, it erodes faith. It causes doubt to what? To build, to fester in your heart, in your mind. It doesn't aid you in any way. So what did Jesus do? He took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was what? Lying. Where the child was what? Laying. You set the tone. Unbelief has to be out the door, out the window of your heart. First is to recognize it for what it is. In whatever guise, because it has it comes in different guises. So I see that. You said that. I see that. I recognize. Out! In the name of Jesus. What helps in that? That's how we're going to close. What helps in that kick out? In that stamp out?
Staying in God's Word.
And it day and night.
That's right. Day and night. Night and day.
Yes.
Stay in God's Word. And I'll tell you why that's important. That's how I'm going to close out. Tell you why that is important. But Jesus kicked them out and then did something. He held the child's hand and said, Talitha kumi. That is, which means, little girl, what? Arise. So here, I'll also say, whatever that condition is, whatever that situation is, know in your heart two things. Number one, that it has ears. In this, it was deaf. But even in deaf, Jesus still did what? He spoke.
Yes, he did.
Contrary to that situation. Arise!
Yes.
And what happened? Up she came.
Up she came.
Bounced up, got up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It has ears. And then he did what? He spoke. So you are not pleading. Oh, arthritis, please would you get out? Oh, chronic back pain. Would you please exit the door? Or go out the window?
No.
What do you do?
That's how you tell a trespasser.
Mm-hmm. You take authority.
You take authority, you strictly charge.
That's right.
You give an imperative, authoritative command. Yeah. You say, out! You don't have a place of belonging here, a place of abode here. You have no right and no abiding place in this body. Yeah. Out! Jesus showed this, modeled this, and it's important. Where Mark 11, 23, 24, put that down, was a good place to go, but some other time I'll share what that tension is between when Jesus said, and does not doubt, but believes that he'll have that which he says, does not doubt. Because doubt, unbelief, aids not. So it's important that I close this way in knowing what aids in that stamp out, in that kick out. Someone mentioned the word, correct? Let's look at Isaiah in chapter 40. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 40.
Isaiah 40?
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 40. In your private moment, like I said, take that breakdown, Mark 11, 22 through 34, which starts up by saying, have faith in what? In who? Have faith in God. God kind of faith. Why is that instructive? Well, as we see it, it says, verse 28, Isaiah 40, 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Verse 29, he gives what? Power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he does what? He increases strength.
Yes.
28. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fail. Verse 31, port of call. But those who do what? Wait on the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. They shall what? Mount up with wings like eagles. They shall what? Run and not be weary. They shall what? Walk and not faint.
Yes.
What does it mean to wait on him? Before we look at the benefits of waiting and how this crystallizes in our lives, how this manifests or operates in our lives and our walk, how do we wait on him? Let's buzz it. Come on, let's buzz it, friends.
Meditate
on what?
The word of God.
The Lord, his promises, done reality, promises,
his
word,
goodness.
His goodness. Mm-hmm. What else? How do we wait?
His promises.
Friends, we say, wait. Are we waiting? Do we know what it is to wait? How does one wait? How should I wait? How do I wait?
Expecting.
So I'm waiting, not in doubt or what. I'm expectant. So I'm in faith. Because I believe him. I trust him.
Yeah.
How do we wait? Thank you. How do we wait? Friends, in this class, I've asked a few questions that I want us to, beyond the ambit of this class, let's ask ourselves these questions so that we can be steeped in the truth and reality of that which we've been called to, which we have received. And it doesn't matter if you've heard it 100 times plus, it still needs to be rooted in your heart.
That's right.
We can say, oh, it's the word, it's the word, it's God's word. Friends, in this life, we are inundated with so many things out there. Our attention, our hearts, our minds, and our focus, our attention has to be on God himself, has to be on the Lord. We get sidetracked with the things of this life. Goings-on, technology, and so many other things. I don't even want to, we're out of time. So when the word says wait, it means wait. It means to have the Lord, to wait on him, to have him as your focus. It doesn't mean you will not live life or have no existence, but your heart is on him. What are the benefits of waiting? Renewed strength. You mount up. There's no restriction in your movement, mobility. Regardless of what that condition is, you run and you're not weary. And other things that I can touch on, which is based on something or someone who you now have residing, dwelling within you. And the next time, go deeper and we'll flesh that out even some more. But it's not just, oh, the word, the word, the word, but remaining and abiding there and letting the power inherent in his word and his life and nature within, letting it come to the fore.
Yes. Hope,
amen. Expectation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's
right. Anyone here with a need in the health aspects? Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Anyone here who would like to see a manifestation or a complete eroding of that condition? Anyone? All right, please come forward. I'm going to go ahead and close at this time. Father, thank you. Of your fullness, indeed, Lord, we have received.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, because the Spirit who raised Christ Jesus up from the dead,
hallelujah,
the Spirit of him who raised up Christ Jesus up from the dead dwells within.
Thank you, Jesus.
And by that self same Spirit within, Lord, we thank you for the quickening that is ours, even in the health state. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for that powerful outworking. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's rise. Let's stand up. Everyone, come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lift those hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Strength renewed. Strength renewed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Issues with blood. Disorders, as it were. Whole, healed, restored. In the name of Jesus. Pain, physical pain.
Yes.
Neutered completely by the power of God. And in the name of Jesus. That pain goes now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Issues with the knee. Issues with the knee.
Yes. Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Knees healed.
Yes.
Knees healed. Discomfort.
Hallelujah.
Pain.
Hallelujah.
Done away with by the power of God.
Yes.
Migraines. Migraines. Debilitating. Reoccurring.
Yes.
They reoccur no more. They cease right now, not to return, not to plague or avail any longer.
Yes.
Dead.
Destroyed.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for this time. We love you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. In truth, by your stripes, we were healed. And we walk in the fullness of that healing to your praise and glory in
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thanks.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
praise God.
Hallelujah.